This is Sturgeon's Law number 91.
90% of everything.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com. And you can find the music used in the show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now, here's your host, Random.
Welcome back to Sturgeon's Law, the trimming of the show to a leaner cut that I can actually, the meat metaphor escapes me. But anyway, a show I can actually make happen more than once in a blue moon continues. Some of my favorite shows happen in about 5 minutes. Predictionary, Comedy Forecast, Klingon Word from the Word, In Latte Veritas, and welcome back to Steven and the gang there, by the way. Go check them out if you haven't. So let's give it a go, shall we? With no further delay, let's talk again about social networking. Last show I told you about how I was checking out Plurk, as an alternative or supplement to Twitter. Well, it turns out I didn't stick with it, mostly because the interface stymied my attempts to casually keep up. And that's what I want online, to be honest. A way to keep my eye on the river without having to hold my head under it all the time. Glub. Glub. So I dusted off my friend feed account, and lo and behold, it had grown an awesome new feature or two in my absence. The basic idea of friend feed is very good. You make your profile there, then you tell it where to find all sorts of different online instances of yourself. For example, Twitter, Flickr, YouTube, Amazon wishlists, blogs, and for that matter, anything with an RSS feed. Then new posts or whatever to any of these show up as part of your feed, and people who have friended you see it in their friends feed, kind of LiveJournal-like there. Very nice. One-stop shopping for social networking. But this is not the feature that got me excited about friend feed all over again. The feature I'm talking about is amusingly called Imaginary Friends. What this means is that I can create a sort of personal virtual profile for someone else that only I see that profile, and associate their online instances, as I said before, and I get all the benefits of seeing their stuff appear in my friends feed, Anyway, I get all the benefits of seeing their stuff appear in my feed, even if they don't sign up. That's the killer feature, folks. Useful social networking without having to strong-arm every friend into trudging over to yet another service. Now, it's even better if they do, since they can add stuff that you didn't know about, for example, and follow you too, although I should note that you can make your feed available via, you guessed it, RSS. Very, very nice. Friend feed, friends feed, whatever, is now exclusively how I follow Twitter, and Flickr, and so on. However, it's not really useful for posting the services, aside from itself. It's an aggregator, not a client. Fortunately, some folks up the road from me in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are there for you with the fairly new service Ping.fm, which fills exactly that need. Ping gives you a way to post to blogs, send messages to Twitter and Plurk and all those guys, even set your Facebook status, all from one interface. And not just their web interface. You can send through Ping using a bookmarklet to send URLs, you can use your phone, you can even IM, something I used to do on Twitter on the rare occasion that it actually worked. The IM, not Twitter, although, fair enough. Hopefully there will start being Ping widgets for all kinds of stuff. You can also set up custom lists with keywords so you can easily send to just select lists of services with one message, kind of fan it out there. I've added Ping's email interface, which I forgot to mention back there, to my Jot account, but I haven't tried it yet. I had this idea about being out on my bicycle and using my Bluetooth headset and my phone, call Jot, and send a message through ping.fm that goes to Twitter and Facebook, and I just had a big social networking chill. Anyway, give these two services a try. They've made social networking actually fun to use for me. I'm R. Francis, of course, at FriendFeed if you want to catch all my stuff there, including, I might add, Sturgeon's Law posts, which you can listen to with the flash player that they now have on posts with audio embedded. But I digress. Hey, that's it for me. I'm out. www.sturgeonslaw.com, sturgeonslaw@gmail.com, 405-334-4311. That's 405-334-4311. I'm R. Francis Smith. This is a random podcast. It is covered under the Creative Commons license, and I hope you enjoyed it. In the words of my late grandmother, y'all come back now, you hear?
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous and it's called wit.